I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tina Harris. She's the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager, and we talked about a special activity coming up tomorrow that would increase the opportunity for arts and culture groups to get state grant funding. Here's more about what's happening with Tina Harris.
Our state arts agency, Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, some people know them as MCACA, the office is on the road, and they are helping communities across the state of Michigan to understand the grants that they have available in their funding process. They're going to be here tomorrow, Wednesday, at the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center at 9 o'clock, from 9 o'clock until noon, having a grants workshop, and then from 1 o'clock till 3, kind of a town hall meeting just to talk about the arts, state arts funding, and what's happening across Michigan.
We talk about these grants that would be available could be used for what types of things?
Well, they have many different types of arts grants programs. I'll do a quick listing. They have operational grants, which are specifically for nonprofits, not city municipalities or universities. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a theater needs operational funding, which could go to anything, salary, rent, programs. And then they also have program grants so that cities or other organizations are able to apply for dollars to make creative things happen. Mm-hmm. They have capital improvement grants for renovations. For example, the City of Marquette has used capital improvement grants to put a new roof on the city band shell, new benches. Lakes Pier Theater used it for new auditorium seating at one point. Mm-hmm. So lots of good benefits out of that. They have plenty of mini grants, and arts and education grants, if you want an artist in residence in your school. A lot of different opportunities, and we want people in Marquette that are eligible to take advantage of this funding.
So the key part here is there's a workshop tomorrow that can maybe give you some insight into securing one of these grants, right?
Right. If you think you might be eligible, but you're not quite sure, this workshop is for you. It's an opportunity to ask questions, maybe to find out if you're not a nonprofit, but you have a wonderful arts and culture idea. You might want to find out how you can partner with a nonprofit to make this project happen for you. So a lot of potential for partnerships, collaborations, but bringing that money to Upper Michigan. You know, and last year, Upper Michigan did an outstanding job. They received $728,000 worth of grant funding across the county, and Marquette alone, $224,000. But I think that number can get much larger for all of us.
And I think this bears mentioning is that they are going to be doing some of these visits around the UP, but this is here in the Marquette area. So folks from around the region here, it's not just in the city of Marquette, can attend these sessions.
Exactly. Anyone can come. They're free. You don't have to let us know you're coming. If you decide when you wake up tomorrow morning, I'm going to pop by the Arts and Culture Center, we welcome you. And if you can't be there right at 9 o'clock, please come whenever you can. It's also a great opportunity to meet the new director of the MCACA, which is Allison Watson.
And what time tomorrow, and where do folks need to be?
So tomorrow, 9 a.m., City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center, and our offices are located inside the Peter White Public Library lower level. So the library doesn't open until 10, but I'll be there, door open, coffee on, waiting for you to arrive.
There's another portion of the day that you want to make sure people know about as well. It's kind of happening after lunch. What's going to be going on?
Yeah, after lunch at 1 o'clock, the staff and director of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs is going to make themselves available just to listen to people, find out what's happening in the community. I think by having these discussions, it helps inform their future strategic planning process and find out what's going on in the UP. What do people think about what's happening at the state level for funding? And for people to ask questions as well as what's happening at the state level and what the future of funding for the arts looks like.
It's kind of a town hall meeting in effect to just come and share ideas and give updates, right?
Exactly. So a really good opportunity. And again, you know, we have this big distance between Lansing and the UP. So anytime folks from downstate come up here, it's very nice. They make the trek. It means they care and they're interested in hearing from us.
So it all starts off tomorrow morning with some of the grant workshops. And this sounds like it's somewhat of a I mean, there's obviously going to be some formality to it about what it's going to be, but if you can't maybe be there right at the beginning, still stop in. What's the schedule for the grants workshops?
Yeah, so right away at 9 a.m., there will be people, I'm sure, will be having some coffee and talking, but we'll get to business right away and talk about what are the grant programs that you are eligible for.
That's the comments of Tina Harris, City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.